Let's fill George in on the deets, man. What happened in Germany?
We did get stranded. To set the scene, you have a stressful day of travelling, right? We arrive at the hotel. Should we have a few beers, boys, just to relax, you know, brainstorm a little about what we're going to film tomorrow and everything? And we sit down, and Josh's face just kind of drops. I'm thinking, oh, no, somebody's dead. But then he starts laughing and looks at me. And I'm like, right, okay, so something's gone wrong because he's now awaiting my reaction. And he says...
And I'm Josh.
And welcome back to the Break a Beer podcast, where this week I'm under strict instruction not to be negative. I must be a one-dimensional caricature full of mirth and merriment. So that's what I'll be. How's it going, mate? How's life?
That's creepy, that, mate. It's good, mate. It's good. We survived our journey to Deutschland.
I know. When did we get back?
Sunday. So 3 days ago.
This is why I didn't want to come this morning. I thought, oh, man. I'm going to see biggest. 2-3 days is not enough time off. But it's good to see
mate,
you.
Mate, we broke into the mainstream. We've got to give the viewers what
I know. What's going on? People are actually watching now. There's kind of some inherent terror in that people are actually listening to what we say.
I was sat there this morning going, don't change what we do. Don't change what we do. You know, I'm like,
I mean, mainstream's a bit much. I'm not sure we've broken the mainstream, but like more than, I don't know, a League 2 football game crowd are watching now.
Yeah, maybe we'll fall back down. We sold out as well, didn't we? We could talk about that. But first, what do we start with, Georgia boy?
It's time for a YouTube comment from you.
So we've got quite a lot of funny comments over the last couple of episodes.
I hope these are all negative because the funniest ones are the really negative ones.
I think the majority are. So here's the first one.
How many other Georges just so I know, like to prepare myself
five
for?
This the week.
Five. Okay, right, cool.
So this one's from DOA's attorney. Once again, a professional eater does not need a podcast. No offence, but y'all are not funny, not interesting, not creative, not entertaining, especially the sidekick. It's insulting to even have one.
A sidekick?
In brackets. I do love you, though, and the podcast has a great name.
What?
I wonder if he might be slightly bipolar.
Yeah.
Every good superhero needs a sidekick. Think about it.
I think he meant the podcast. You don't need a podcast, not a sidekick. But however, whatever.
Like, yeah, but I think you're the sidekick.
I'll be the Robin to the Batman.
I don't know. I mean, like to say that like I'm not interested is reasonably fair if you've met me in real life. But I don't know, quite an interesting life, don't I? Compared to like, say, I used to have when I worked in a bank. But I agree with most of that stuff. I don't think I need a podcast. I'm here under duress.
This was your idea.
It's more a therapy session, really.
It was one of those like brain farts. So I didn't realise that it would actually come to fruition. We'd have like a sign and everything. What's the next one, George?
Next one from Heart and Soul 9093. Adam, if I can't buy you a drink, would you be interested in sharing my depression and anxiety medicines? Lol.
It must be quite a shock to people that like see it for the first time. That, you know, like a normal human being, I'm not like always smiles of sunshine, you know. But like, I'm all right, man. But thank you for the offer of sharing your depression medication. Probably shouldn't start popping that, but cheers.
Next comment from Beer the Boneless. Watching now, the tangents you go off, like I'm on the spectrum, but even I struggle to follow.
He's got us there.
What's next?
14% Viking says, you're not shadow banned. Josh is just a bell end. That's why most of Adam's fans aren't interested.
It's funny that I
said
that. Shadow banned, I said that kind of tongue in cheek, but actually at that point in time, that episode was published but not visible. So there was a technical problem. I wasn't just like whinging. Yeah.
And I am a bell end, but I've been here for a few years now. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's only just that because we've dropped into the new realm of people that they're now going, yeah, he's a bell end, which fine, whatever, you know.
Professional bell end, you could put that in your Twitter bio.
What, behind Beard Meets Foods carer?
Yep, or below. But how to be behind in a bio?
That's probably why I'm a bell end.
Next. And last comment from Whiffer. I'm probably going to have to censor this one anyway.
Okay.
I love how you're immediately discussing demonetization and then proceed to discuss nudity, excrement, chloroforming a child, then the Nazi party. Actually hilarious.
He's got a point.
Yeah.
The thing is, it gets to the end of the hour or whatever and we're like, what do we even talk about? Like, it's only when you rewatch it, you go, oh, God.
That last week's episode is so funny, though, because that was never meant for public consumption. And that one as well has done 100,000 views. We didn't intend to put that out.
Well, it was supposed to be on Patreon, right?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a Patreon-only podcast because we were like, oh, we'll record another one in Germany, which is more, like, time-sensitive. But we attempted to record one in Germany that was so bad, we were like, we can't release this. So we had to revert back.
I have to say, no, we can't be putting that up.
Why was it so bad, guys?
Because we spent... our time.
This really, I think it's. Can we just say it? I don't really want to say it, but like, I think it's because there's no George, right?
And we've put all of our creative juices into doing the most ridiculous advert for the mattress company.
Yeah, so juices in more way than one. If you catch like the end 2 seconds up, I spit all over myself.
You know what the funny thing is? Like we released it onto Patreon and we were like, well, we're never going to show ads in Patreon. That's the idea of it. But like, how funny is this? And every single person were like, if you're going to do adverts like that, sell as many ad spots as possible and keep them in.
It was, it worked out. But the best part was like the behind the scenes shot. I don't know if you can overlay that or whatever, or if you've already done it, of Josh Blewett sat on the bed. I was wearing that.
I'll find it, yeah.
First person point of view, isn't that like quite a popular genre of pornography?
You tell me, mate.
I don't watch it, so.
Google that.
You know what would be funny as shit? If Josh like unzipped his fly and just a massive length came out. Like that brat verse from the other day. It smacked him in the face.
Yeah, but
You just farted on
it. It was, yeah, no, I just censored that joke. Cut that joke.
That was a loud one as well. That was like vicious.
It's a wooden bang.
How funny is it though that we've. Somehow, the podcast you didn't want to make has done 1 million views.
That's hilarious, mate. Yeah. It's you and your... Sorry, man. It's not the first... we're past the first 30 seconds, so...
Right. Yeah.
It's you and your baity titles, man. That's so lame.
All I did was take the hashtag from Mrs. Beard's Instagram and use that as the title.
Yeah, but you did it on the next one as well. You put like, what was it called? I'm sorry I...
Upset you.
Absolute.
Book.
I've got the messages, the receipts to prove that was Josh's idea.
Yeah, I believe, you know, that's so lame. It has to be Josh and not you. That's what I'm going to say, but anyway.
Well, I even said to you, I went, that is so clickbaity.
Listen, I had to, where to...
He doesn't realise that in the short term, that might seem like a good thing and be like, ooh, look at all these views. But in the long term, people don't enjoy that, man. Take it from a guy that knows...
Listen, you were sorry. You upset people.
I was.
No, you weren't sorry.
I don't think I've been sorry for about 12 years for anything.
You were sorry when you stole my pizza at Christmas.
Oh, wait,
that's the only time I've ever seen you being sincere.
Exactly right. And that's the only time I was like, oh, God, it's weird. What is this feeling in my chest? Like, I think it might be guilt, Adam. I was like, oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, I remember what that feels like now.
And the Grinch's heart grew up two sizes. Yeah.
Good pizza.
Look at this. Adam's just pulled his guns out. You see, I put a picture on the Instagram of you doing bicep curls.
That was another thing. That was lame as well.
It's like we're in this like big, you know, fancy gym in Germany, and he's like, lad, take some pictures.
I said take a picture of me. Fop. It was for personal use. I've got to set up a Tinder profile. it was not for public consumption.
Let's fill George in on the deets, man. What happened in Germany?
Germany part two.
We need a section for the intro, so you know, like if you can just say something on the lines of "I was stranded." Ready, 3, 2, 1.
We had an uneventful trip. Everything went. We did get stranded. Stranded. I don't want to say it like, you know, like those Mr. Beast videos where it's like we got stranded at sea, but it's like a massive raft anchored to the floor, like 30 yards off the shore or something. We didn't get stranded really, but our flight was cancelled. The funniest part about it is to set the scene. You have a stressful day of traveling, right? We arrive at the hotel. Should we have a few beers, boys, just to relax and, you know, brainstorm a little about what we're going to film tomorrow and everything? And we sit down and Josh's face just kind of drops. I'm thinking, oh, no, somebody's dead. But then he starts laughing and looks at me. And I'm like, right, okay, so something's gone wrong because he's now awaiting my reaction. And he says, flights have been cancelled, mate. So as soon as we sat down, we realised that although I suppose that's a good thing that we knew early on. That
you're a pretty irritable person, aren't you? So to say that we were in the country for precisely 90 minutes and the flight wasn't until 5 days later. The text is saying it's cancelled.
But if you recall, I was quite irate at first. I confess. Yeah, yeah. But as soon as you sorted us out some gym passes, I was fine.
It's true that
as long as I need, it's a therapeutic thing for me to be able to train. So as soon as I knew that I was sorted, I would have stayed there for another 3 weeks, man. I was fine.
We pulled up to the first hotel, Mercure Hotel. This is what we booked. So we're on the street, just one street in Frankfurt. We go in, really nice hotel.
Eschborn.
In Eschborn. Proper nice hotel, really nice staff.
Yeah, you were... Daniel doesn't listen to you. You were pretty smitten with the concierge.
He's called a Daniel.
Daniel. Danny.
So we drag all these suitcases up to the desk. I'm like, can I check us in, please? Josh Gudgeon, Adam Moran, Josh Blewett. She's like, I can't find you on the system. Can you get me the booking? So I'm like, okay. So Adam, you can see him start twitching behind me. So I turn my phone around. I'm like, there's the booking. She was like, oh, you're in the Mercure Eschborn down the street, which is, it was literally, you could, from this hotel, you could see it. And it looked like something it looked like something from Chernobyl. So there were two on one street. Swishwood, proper shit one.
You put us in the budget one.
We were in the budget one, mate. It was honking, wasn't it?
I don't want to say, honking is a little extreme, but it was not a nice hotel, no.
But then Adam, obviously being Adam, so we're in a reception full of people. He went, you have to beat this, George. He went, and as loud as this, he went, now, you f***ing idiot. So I'm like, what?
I think I did that, and then like, you know, when you got a suitcase that's on the rowers, I think I went, hell yeah, idiot, turned around, like rolled my suitcase into the lift, and then there's like four people like, what's wrong with this guy?
Like a child having a tantrum.
Yeah, so like I were like, this lady's looking at me. I'm going, and I'd on the desk, I'd left a bag of protein bars, and in all this like excitement, I'd left them there, so that we had no protein bars the rest of the trip.
He was the whole rest of the trip. He's complaining about his protein bars. Like the consumption of protein is a big deal for him.
It is.
I don't know why.
The gains. You've been teaching.
I know
us.
You could. There was a noticeable difference in his arm development between day one and day seven. Just after one week training with me, he actually did some actual proper training. It was mad. It's great to see, really. You know.
But
so in the second part of this Germany trip, you'll just see Josh's biceps like bulging into camera.
Wait a second, he's got more tattoos, a haircut. His arms look slightly bigger. How long were you there for?
You were living there.
Overall, this second round was a lot tamer than the first time round. But being stranded, we didn't know when we were coming home. So was it until maybe the Friday? So we were like trying to think of like, how do we get home? So getting into the country wasn't a problem. It was getting back out then became the biggest problem.
You made it all the things we considered.
Go on,
so we try to look for like other airports to drive to, like in other countries. So we're going to drive to Belgium at one point. We're going to drive to the Netherlands at one point. And then I thought, well, let's just cut out the middleman. And George is getting mad at me now. And let's just drive home, right? Yeah. And I'm thinking, we've got all these cameras and stuff. Well, that could make something for like the channel. We could do like a Patreon-only thing. That'd be funny, wouldn't it, to like capture the journey? But it turned out that you couldn't leave with the rental car company we use. You couldn't leave it in a different country, could you? So then we thought about buying like a cheap car on eBay.
And then torching it.
And then torching it when we got home, which is a bit traumatic. We could have left it somewhere. We didn't need to set fire to it.
No.
I don't know whose idea that was. But then you can't do that because you said that you have to scratch all the VIN numbers off or something.
So well, yeah, I've torched cars before. But I'm saying you'd have to import it, legally import it.
I don't remember that part. I remember you saying like something about angle grinding numbers off the car and stuff. So in the end, yeah, we didn't do the... It would have been... I was ready to do it though. Do you remember?
Yeah, you were.
It was going to be like a 14-hour trip to get back to Manchester.
It cost you a bob or two like to buy some... I could just imagine us in like a in between his car, you know, like a little Volkswagen Polo with different coloured doors. Just like, we'd get to probably Belgium and then break down, which would only amplify his blood pressure and stress.
Yeah, I don't need
to
don't
the point
that.
Of no return.
It'd make a good video.
Yeah, but overall, we drove like 1,500, 1,600 kilometres whilst we were there.
Yeah. We drove 1,600 kilometres. I
He's
drove
such a martyr.
1,600 kilometres.
I said to him, I was like, put me on the insurance. He's like, nah, it's all right, mate.
You did a good job now, like, driving that dad wagon around, the brand new VW Passat.
It's not about us trading the Tesla in for a Volkswagen Passat.
I know that would fully confirm my middle-aged status.
Well, you've not traded in the Tesla, but you've got yourself a little...
No, I haven't, George. That's we got. I got like another vehicle.
Replace the Figaro.
Yeah, I've got. Well, I didn't replace. That was actually stolen from me. In actual fact.
In the divorce.
Let's lost that in the divorce. That's how I get rid of it. It's all right. But you know, the Passat was. This is not a sponsored ad. But that was. It was a surprisingly nice drive. I was knocked back by the fuel economy. If you remember, like
the fuel economy, like it increased. I filled it up and it had like 1,000 kilometers in the tank and we set off driving and it just kept going up. So we'd gone about 100 kilometers and then it was at 1,200 kilometers left.
Yeah.
It made fuel.
We had to fuel it like, if you think about it, if we'd not actually had to take it back with the full tank, we'd only had to put fuel in it once.
Yeah.
In the course of 1,600 kilometers or more.
And it was brand spanking new. Like we were the first people to drive it. And by the seventh day, it smelled like it had dead bodies in it.
Well, it's 3 to 4 people in the car at any given time. Everyone eating. Me haven't eaten a lot. So, yeah, it didn't smell particularly fresh, but we did.
And he crashed it as well.
I did not crash it.
Yeah, you did. You know, you got into that car park on the last day in Germany.
That I didn't crash it, man. That's you're exaggerating there. A little bit, because two people were parked like dickheads.
He's trying to get that sound bite. That's what it is.
Can I say that?
You crashed the car.
Can I say dickheads?
Yeah, you could say dickheads. Yeah.
So I had to get it into this spot, right, and the wing mirror kind of nicked the side of this other car, but there was no damage. So that doesn't count as crashing it.
So what I didn't tell you, the front bumper on the arch, you caught the arch. So all down that was scraped and paint had come off.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because you're a stress head.
Nah, so I don't think I did.
I'm going to ring Josh. Me and Blue, because we had to stand outside car when you finished parking it. Remember?
I don't know.
And I'm like that. I'm like, don't say out, Josh. And he looked down.
What did I hit?
I don't know what you hit, but you scraped all paint off the arch.
Nah, I don't
know. You
it.
Did, I swear.
I've already got a receipt saying it's fine, so like, I think you're talking BS, man. I've already got the confirmation. This is what you've been charged, Sonny Jim. Should we just put some lift music in there? He's not going to answer. He'll answer really quietly.
We might have to cut this out, George, if you don't answer. What a shit house would be working, Marty. Not like us.
He's going to be looking at his phone thinking, What does that guy want?
He's filming another advert for his business.
Doesn't matter because I've got the receipt saying I'm fine.
Yeah, you got away with it, but you definitely scraped it.
I don't think I did. I felt zero contact.
And I'm
look, man, like of all the people in this room, I'm the best driver, so shut up.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Well, it's not me.
So, should we talk a little bit about the food challenges?
If you want, I always think it's a bit weird that we talk about them like half a year before anyone actually gets to see. The positive is that people could have forgotten by that point what I've actually said. But
it's almost like a teaser, though. Got to look.
Yeah,
we could
talk about them if you.
I mean, the first day, Adam did one which was relatively straightforward. He did a bit of sausage goblin, big old sausage, and when you see the footage, he literally went. I don't know if it's going to make the channel.
Oh, it's going to make. I said at the beginning. The whole point of this one, it's not really like an eating challenge per se. You don't get anything for it. But this restaurant's just really famous throughout Germany for making giant foods, right? So we thought it'd be a laugh to just go there, a bit of a buffer. Maybe that'll be a midweeker. I don't know. But it was like the biggest bratwurst apparently you could get in Germany. So I thought, that'd be funny. And I can kind of lean into the fact that there are going to be some willy jokes along the way. But, you know, we keep it reasonably classy. The eating's not really that classy. But, I mean, I either was going to cut it with a fork, a knife and fork, or I thought just pick it up and just...
Oh, mate, it's brutal, you know. It's not a good angle.
Are we taking some screenshots, forwarding them to Mike and getting him to do some Photoshops when he should be working?
Why not? And it's certainly not the most despicable of
all. So that one was sound. What was the second one you did?
Steak.
Oh, yeah.
The only one on that whole trip, I don't know if I'm just getting old or something, but like of the ones that we filmed, there was only one that was straightforward. A lot of the other ones I found really quite taxing.
Oh, brutal. That steak one worth.
That steak's supposed to be 72 ounces. There's no way that was a 72 ounce steak. I'm just not having it, man. When he brought it out, because he brought out the raw one,
yeah.
You were probably like twiddling your nuts, so you didn't actually capture it. But he brought out like the raw cut of meat, and I'm like, oh my God, there's no way.
Oh, Blue's ringing back. Josh Blewett.
Josh Gudgeon, yeah.
All right, mate, you're on the podcast, but I'm just sat here with Adam, and he reckons that he's a good driver and that he didn't crash the car. But when we were in that multi-story on the last day, had he crashed the front end of his car?
Yeah, and you said, don't tell him, Josh. He's mad enough.
Because he's not eating either.
So well, I've gone away with it, Josh, so I don't really care. I've got a receipt. I don't believe you because I've got the receipt saying, like, this is confirmation of your charges, and there's no, like, pay and repair one on there.
Because obviously I knew about it. We kept it quiet from yourself. I was watching the woman as she walked around the car, and I was like, she definitely hadn't seen that. And she just went, yeah, that's all good. And I was like, wow, she has not seen the scratch.
It was probably already there. Maybe it was already there before I got in the car. We got in the car.
We watched you do it. We literally, like, you did it in that
What did I scratch on?
Because I tried to rub it off.
We watched you do it, but I don't know what you scratched on.
Listen. Go on, Josh.
I tried to rub it off, didn't I? And you were like, stop doing that, Josh. He's going to see it. See it. It was like the angry dad, and we just had to be like the naughty kid, sort of keeping that away.
All right, mate. Thank you for that. We'll continue recording, but I appreciate the backup there, mate.
Yeah, see you in Belgium in 2 weeks, mate.
Belgium, yeah, can't wait. I've signed up. He's
getting
a new
passport. See you later,
lads. See you, lads.
I forgot about that, yeah.
So we're checking into the, you know, for the flight, and I get there and I just hear this person say, oh, I don't know if this person's passport's valid, and I'm thinking to myself, what a dickhead, who's done that? I look down and it's Josh Blewett, who's the second cam op, and it turned out like he had a passport with, what do you have, like...
Less than 3 months on it.
Yeah.
They're like, they're not going to let him in, and I'm like, because of
because of Brexit, you have to have a certain number of months remaining.
I thought we'd have to get like another tripod and just put like... camera shake on it in Final Cut. Pretend it's like a hand. I had visions. Bye, Josh. Like Top Gear, we'd have to leave him behind.
We didn't have to do that, though. So.
Yes, the steak one, you got through that. The fella who owns the restaurant was so funny. He was like the MVP of that shoot.
He was.
We went to the most southern point of Germany. So it took, 4.5 hours to get there?
Yeah,
and Adam forgot his cap. He forgot his book.
We had to stop to get a cap. Because I knew people in the comments who just lose their shit.
We had to go to this like nomad town in the middle of Germany where no one spoke English and try and find him a snapback. So he ended up with this like Adidas, black Adidas one with like white stitching. It was honking, man.
It was so bad.
But he had to wear it because he had to be in full character. He could look like a samurai. I said just go without the cap, and he's like,
I just knew it would be.
It would just gone without.
Yeah, but it would have just dominated like the whole like reaction to the video. It would have just been, why are you wearing a hat, man?
That's funny though.
And the last one, the last day after Adam and I had spent 2 weeks together, we were felt like you're gonna have the footage of this, George. We had a domestic. Like,
yeah.
As we were pulling up to this restaurant, Roadhouse, we had a bit of a domestic, bit of screaming and shouting at each other, but camera were rolling. So, but the challenge itself,
I'll take that. And we'll put that on Patreon. Oh, the man. Uncut argument.
I don't know if you can. There were some pretty heavy insults in there.
Yeah. We've brought back some 90s insults.
I didn't know what he was doing, man. He had me driving around this car park 4 times just so he could expose his camera properly. Like.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Sorry to interrupt this episode. I want to take a few seconds just to tell you about our Patreon. As you know, we don't do any sponsorships around here. We don't try to sell you any ball shavers. However, if you can support us on Patreon, we have got early access to every episode like this one and future guest episodes that are coming up. We've got some big names in the pipeline. You get exclusive behind the scenes clips from like when Adam's traveling around the world or we're just chatting shit in the studio. Each episode, we record a Patreon only section, which is a little bit less PG than the actual full episodes. You guys can interact with us and help us steer this sinking ship and tell us what you want to hear on this podcast. You can get all this for less than the price of a pint, and it saves us from having to flog some ball shavers. So if you can, support us on Patreon. Back to the episode. He had to do this challenge where he actually almost threw up.
Yeah, I did almost throw up, yeah.
I mean,
don't be putting that in a flipping intro, but like I didn't almost throw up, but I gagged. But it was mostly because of they must have put 2 liters of this sauce on there, which was like...
Which challenge was this?
Just the
it's a burger challenge.
Burger challenge.
Burger.
It was in, I forget where it was now. Remember the place? Paderborn.
Yeah.
And the place was really cool. They had like robot waiters, which was like obviously a gimmick, but that was pretty funny. But yeah, the amount of sauce, it was like Thousand Island dressing. It just looked like Thousand Island dressing to me, you know, it was orange. But like afterwards, that Josh, the second Josh, not this Josh, competent Josh, he waits afterwards to show me the footage of them putting the sauce on there. Because he's like, I was going to show this at the start, but like, I thought it'd put you off. But they must have put like at least a litre of this like creamy sauce on there, maybe more. And by the end of it, I was just like, oh, I couldn't tolerate it. So I actually gagged it. I think it was the first time I've gagged since... That time I slept with Josh's mum, I think. Sorry, Mr. Gudrun. I think your mum's a bit of a MILF, actually. So don't want to burn that bridge just in case your dad croaks.
It's too old for you, la. Yeah. Know your game nowadays. Speaking of that, how's the DMs looking? Have they started to moisten up a bit?
No, I still. I've got to three. You know, it was two last week.
Yeah,
there are three now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but it's got another quite aggressive one. It said like, "Beard, I hear you're single now. So when are we going out on a date?" And I'm like,
"Forward."
Yeah, I think I replied saying, "If it's okay with you, we're not." And then just like left it. And then she's actually replied saying, "I've not read the whole message because I left it unread, because I've had a busy weekend." But the first few words of it were, "Oh, nah, at least follow me back."
Nah.
I don't think I'll be following back.
George is going to smash Jen, by the way, because he keeps telling me.
Right.
Can you not, like, first of all, let's not try and objectify my sister, can we? Although she finds it funny, at least. But George, you're very welcome to, as far as I'm not like the gatekeeper of my sister's vagina. But like,
right, we're dicing in demonetized territory right, now. Okay.
What? Why?
No, because people are getting mad now because they're saying like, oh, don't change it because I don't like the beeping because I like the swearing.
We need to go back to his old ways.
So,
all right, well, we'll make no money then.
We made £200 from that Emma mattresses advert, so we'll be good to go.
Did we make some money from like £4 from Facebook?
Somehow? Oh yeah, I got an email from Facebook.
£4.
Yeah, saying like you've earned money this month. But it's been sent to an account that don't even exist anymore. So I don't even know how to change
it.
Well,
it gave us a notification like a few weeks ago saying we're like, what did it say? We're like,
I can't remember.
We're doing really, really well or whatever. And then £4.
You've done, yeah, £4, mate.
I got a TikTok revenue report. This is quite funny for the podcast. Am I going on a tangent?
No, go.
So, you know, the whole thing with TikTok. So like, everyone knows I hate TikTok, right? I despise it. I despise vertical video. I know what you're going to say. Just leave it for a second. But a while back at this company that Randy uses, like a media agency, which you know normally I would never use, they'd approached me a few times saying, can we essentially re-edit your YouTube videos and put them on TikTok and revenue share? And I'd always said no because I never wanted to do that. I didn't want to be on the platform. But then there were a bunch of these like imposter accounts showed up on TikTok, and one of them had like 500,000 subscribers, right? Or followers, whatever. So obviously the concern in my mind is like, say this person posts like a swastika or something stupid on there. People are going to think it's me because of the number of followers, right? Even though it wasn't verified. So I just said to them, I was like, look, man, I don't really care about the money, but like, if you do this, do you have like a contact at TikTok where you can get these removed? They're like, yeah. And sure enough, they've had loads of them removed, which is great. And I totally forgot about the money because I'm like, I know you earn peanuts from TikTok, right? But I actually got this was a while back, this was last year, right? But it's only just started generating revenue, apparently. And anyway, long story short, they sent me the revenue report. Guess how much? So I think it started in, I want to say it was November?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
What is that, November?
4 months.
Yeah, so in 4 months, how much money do you think, how much revenue has been generated by the fiscal powerhouse that is TikTok?
George, you go first. Can you tell us how many views it's done? Do you know? Do you
I don't know. Oh, I have
Is it more than £4?
It's more than £4, yeah.
Okay. £10.
It's not quite that bad.
£200.
£700. That's diabolical, isn't it?
In 4 months.
In 4 months.
And this company is taking what, like 40%?
Yeah.
So they're taking 40% of £700 yeah. for 4 months' work.
Yeah.
F me. Oops.
But the really reason I said that is that's how appallingly bad TikTok's like monetization features. So everyone's on there and I know people love it. I know loads of people are like, oh, yeah, I love TikTok, man. I'm like, what? The CPM must be like 0.8 of a pound.
I know a guy that does like comedy skits on TikTok. He's got 3 million subscribers on there, and he was saying that his payouts each month are not even £200.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do you even survive? You can't survive on that.
Well, no, the idea is that you don't, because it's a dog shit platform, isn't it?
Do you even scroll on TikTok, you, Josh?
I don't go on TikTok.
I don't either.
I've got TikTok, but same. Only to
I don't in. Find myself going, I'll just go through TikTok. Like,
I think we're not you, but we're well too old for this.
Even George is too old, I think. Or George is too intelligent. Not that I want to criticize everyone who uses TikTok. In fact, maybe I do. I don't know. But like, it's just horse shit, man. It's just brain rot. You don't follow people on there, do you? I know how people use it. Like, I remember my former partner would often spend nights on there. And I'm like, do you actually? She's like, yeah, I follow people, but I don't really follow them You know, you're just kind of going through different things. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it should be like watching people like tie shoelaces or bake, I don't know, like garlic cakes bread that look like PlayStations. And they're not really invested in that person. They're just watching something for the sake of watching something, you know? So I hate it. The thing about YouTube is say what you like about YouTube and stuff like that, but there is at least at some level a real investment in an audience in watching what you do. It's not just they're watching something circumstantially. So yeah, I just get that, TikTok, man.
If we could just revert back quickly to Jen sliding in your DMs, George, can you just elaborate on that?
She's not sliding in my DMs.
Sliding.
It's not sliding there so much as battering the door down with like a huge log.
I didn't tell you that. Ram. I didn't tell you though. So I told you, but weirdly, she offered for me and my bandmates to come and get in a hot tub with her.
when we were away?
Does she have one where she lives or something like that? Or?
Yes, George.
Yeah. So she said,
"You know what?
We'll have a party at my house. You invite the bandmates. We'll all get in the hot tub."
That's the reason I've never been in this hot tub.
Oh my! Can you imagine this CS that's floated to the top of that? The old curdled semen. We haven't spoken about that for a while, have we? Every new viewer, welcome to the Curdled Semen Podcast. Mate, that's nuts.
Yeah. I just said, I don't think so, Jen.
I think I've committed quite well to not swearing on this podcast, and you have not. You've sworn at least 8 times.
That's too funny, not.
Yeah, no, I totally...
You're right, mate.
Yeah, it would be a surprise to me if you'd not offered George and his bandmates like a party in the hot tub, honestly.
I was just like, I don't know how I'm going to propose that idea to the boys. Do you know what I mean? Like, even if I wanted to do it, I'd be like, how would I explain that to them?
Yeah, when you get there, Lindsay's in there because she's single as well. Yeah. It's like a singles party.
I mean, I'm wondering, you're all pretty slight, but I don't know how you're all getting in the hot tub either. I'm not sure there's enough space. Maybe that's part of the plan, though.
Yeah, all the closeness.
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I try not to think about
it. Jen, we know you watch this. Keep trying, mate. I reckon this is...
But my mum also sometimes watches it while she's watching, so I'm not sure how my mum's going to feel about it. Hi, mum.
I'm proud of her perseverance. What's the old house situation, mate? We had whilst we were in Germany, we won part of the battle. We've not won the war, but we won part of the battle. Tell us how it's going.
Oh, man, my life's not really that interesting. What do you want to talk about my house? Half my house is broken, basically, that I'm living in, but I successfully got back.
Can you please just tell them what the email was that you sent?
I don't remember what it was, man, and I don't want to go over that. I just told you I was going to be positive on this episode.
Yeah, but this is positive.
I got 50%. I successfully intimidated my way into getting 50% of my rent back per month. So that's the quick win for today.
But how did you do it?
I was going to wear the rest of the party poppers.
Can you explain it? Can you explain exactly what you said?
No, I just said, I'm renting 50% of my house. Give me the belt.
What he said was, he went, I'm not letting one more of your engineers into my house and taking a day off work. I want 50% of my rent back because come July, if you don't give me this money back, I'm going to be here forever by squatter's rights. I'm going to squat in this house and this famous footballer is not getting his gaff back. That's what he said.
That email that he sent, is that what you're on about?
Yeah, yeah.
So like, I'll get my hair cut. My barber was asking me about you. He was like, oh, what's he like? Beard, what's he like? And I went, read this.
That sums you up.
Is that what he did?
Yeah. He read it, he was like, is he autistic?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, very probably. I certainly have Asperger's, I think, at some level.
Should we do a mass ... debate?
All right, let's go for it.
I thought, do we still do these? I thought it was like a long forgotten section.
Are we getting on with this? Are we like, are we close to a forfeit?
It's this the is wrong a different section.
Segment, mate.
You're thinking about the big fact hunt. Oh.
have I blown my load a bit early there?
Yeah.
Should we do that one instead then?
No, we'll do masturbate.
All right.
Because I've done the,
you've done the
now.
Jingle now. There's no way I do it.
All these new people, they're definitely not this. If they've even tuned into this, they're not going to be still here at this point.
They watched the second one and thought, what on earth is this? It's train wreck. Let's not watch again.
As first, this is a short debate topic, I suppose. Should pineapple be on pizza? What are your thoughts on that one?
Oh, yes. That's a one word. That's a one word answer from me.
Yeah, go on. I'll take it now. I'm converted.
Yeah. What about?
Is the idea that we're supposed to string this out for a bit? Though? Both just saying yes.
George, I'm gonna spend all afternoon doing show notes, and this is what you come up with.
What about fish on pizza?
Yeah, depending on like what like
tuna, tuna on pizza.
Tuna maybe have, but
I don't think there's anything that can't go on pizza. Basically,
I mean like paintings,
paintings.
Maybe like seafood, like a you know,
wagwan.
Like, you wouldn't want shrimp on a pizza, something like that, or you know, like
all right, KSI.
Wonder bacon,
mollusks, mollusks, or mollusks. You know, maybe like yeah, you wouldn't necessarily want like scallops and stuff like that on a pizza. That might be a bit weird, but I think you could do it. But yeah, for me, pineapple. Yeah, but I love sweet and salty. Right? I go with I don't really get why. I mean, ham and pineapple works, but like I'm a pepperoni and pineapple kind of guy, really.
It just intensifies it. Yeah. I despise pepperoni.
Why?
It's so greasy and awful, man.
Ah, it's nice, man.
I
go for chicken and mushroom. Me. That'd be my go-to.
Chicken and that's it?
Well, maybe some spinach or something on there as well.
That's nice. The way you said spinach then. Maybe some
spinach. Bit of garlic butter. Lovely.
Yeah, no, I'd but the master debate is what can you have on pizza?
It's, man, should pineapple be on pizza?
We really need to put
yeah,
some
more. Yeah, there's
two more, though. Go on,
then. That's not get mad.
He's had enough. It's like, get back to Germany. Egypt.
All right. Thoughts on AI influencers?
Oh, I've seen a lot of this, actually.
What I don't know what it is.
So, like, you know, like accounts, Instagram accounts, influencer accounts, that are just all AIs.
They're
so
not
like,
real people. The photos are fake.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, like actual influencers aren't really real people, are they? When you think about it, like a deep kind of existential level, they're not really real people. In fact, I know somebody who does something related to personal grooming. And they had somebody that came in the other day and they're making small talk, right? And the person doing the grooming says like, oh, what do you do for a living? And naturally you would. And she goes like, oh, I'm an influencer. So naturally she remembered this person's name.
Yeah.
And then looked her up afterwards and she had like 300 followers or something. And I'm like, oh my. I mean, like I would be embarrassed to say I'm an influencer anyway to anyone. But then if you know that person can then corroborate the fact that you cannot be a professional influencer with that kind of, I mean, you probably influence more people than that. You know what I mean? Like,
this podcast does.
Yeah.
But do I get free Brazilians then now? Where was this place? You said like
I cannot divulge where the place is. Place. It was
is it a lady grooming place or like a man grooming place?
A lady grooming place. Oh, yes. Yeah? Yeah. I mean, that makes it sound weird. It's not. It's just like a hairdresser's, but with more. They don't just do hairdressing.
More features.
Yeah.
I've seen them on Instagram where like. They've got like top down shots of ladies getting the lady parts waxed. My Instagram.
Of course, you should see
how
his Instagram
is that on Instagram.
Man, this guy. If Daniel,
didn't show you the lady parts. If Daniel like, ever saw like, this, oh, this today in the clinic we've got Barbara who's getting her fanny waxed.
Starting to see why this gets demonetized now. Yeah. Actually, if Daniel ever saw your Instagram, I'd be it. You'd be toast, fella. I'm what? Starting to see why you're putting babies up there every 3 months. Just keep a lockdown. He's got the laddiest like Instagram feed ever. It's just like people with roid heads with tattoos, watches and like bling, right? And then partially, but mostly naked women.
Mm. What was the debate again?
AI influencers.
Oh, right, yeah.
I thought we were still on pizza.
Do you think that's too far?
I don't really know. I've never seen any evidence of one, so I don't really know what they do with it.
Look one up, Josh.
Is it like
on
so a company would like what's it, a company wants to sell something?
I don't know if it's a company or so if they it's wanna... just one person behind it, but like they'll create fake images.
Yeah.
Primarily of women.
Yeah.
With big boobs and whatever and all that.
Yeah.
To thirst trap.
Thirst trap.
Thirst trap.
I think I'm impervious to being thirst trapped. I don't think I could be thirst trapped.
Somebody said you were thirst trapping on the Breaking Beard page. You know when you were putting when I put the bicep picture on. All right, so this is one. This is one called Fit _ Itania. This is not a real person.
I can kind of tell it's not a real person. Yeah, it has a look of like Kim Kardashian in the face. I'm surprised I actually know that.
Those are always too like. To get a photo of that quality, there'd be a lot of like setting up and lighting. And
nah, like, yeah, but like you can manipulate images enough.
That's clearly not a real person. I mean, you would never fall for that, would you? I mean, it's clearly like a cartoonish person.
What? I'd say that's a real person.
Let's have a look.
That looks like a real person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Nah.
No.
To someone who like doesn't know.
The thing is that you're AI like,
she's got no clothes on.
See, the problem is, right, you're letting your your sexual deviancy override
you're
going to
ruin
thinking.
My Instagram again now. You know what the maddest thing is? I listened to a podcast where they said that you could get like an AI girlfriend. So like a bunch of guys had paid for an AI girlfriend that they were chatting to and stuff. And then they did like a software update and the girlfriend changed and they're like, reboot this machine. Go back to version 2. And then people were like, you know, almost ready to end game themselves because of like the change the girlfriend. They'd invested all this time into the AI and then they'd rebooted the AI. Like,
get me off, stop the world, this let me get off, man. That nuts? AI girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like in that, what's 6 Day, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where they clone people and there's like, is like mate has an AI girlfriend.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Or like a robot girlfriend. Like what do they do though? Just like say stuff to you.
I guess like have conversations and that.
Hey honey, have a nice day.
Kicks off like, a fleshlight.
Why do you want to, I mean,
it takes enough energy for me to just message the people I actually know.
We saw them in Germany, you know, in toilets. You've got to pay for a wee in Germany. We spoke about it last time. But in the shelf where, you know, you can buy like blue pills and that, there was one called the travel pussy.
Ah, the pocket puss.
Pocket pussy. I'm like, Adam, we need to get you one of these, mate.
Yeah, I'm good. Part of me wanted to buy it just to see what it actually looked like and did.
We should have bought one, really. Nah, maybe get Philip to send one over.
Well, yeah, I mean, probably you could get them in this country, right? You would imagine. Might be called something different, like Travel Fanny, maybe. Or Travel Minge. I might say those.
Change the subject.
Travel Snatch. That's got a good ring to that, actually. Get what's his name,
Jimmy
on?
Hill.
Back on so we can do another pitch. Jimmy, I'm thinking about this thing called the Travel Snatch.
Good Lord.
You were about shagging lasagna last week. Good luck with this podcast, mate.
The most effable pastas. That's what it was.
Any more debates?
I think for the sake of moving the podcast along, we should leave it and talk about something else.
Do you want to move on to the next game, the one that we're supposed to just do? How long have we been running for?
We can do. It's 40 minutes so far. Right. I wanted to hear your thoughts, though, on Anthony Joshua knocking out Francis Ngannou.
For some reason, I knew you were going to mention it. There's always like a little weird MMA section in this podcast. I don't flip in, though.
Did you see it, though?
I saw the knockout, yeah, but I mean... Weren't we talking with the idea of staying up and then we just thought like, why would anyone stay up and watch this?
Can I just tell you that somebody from, you know, one, so there's like UFC, Bellator, ONE Championship. Mm. Somebody from ONE Championship sent me a message and were like, do you want some more MMA guests for your podcast?
No,
because you've got like basically a food MMA, I don't know, it's not an MMA podcast. And if Tom Aspinall is anything to go by, it's like the lowest performing podcast we've done.
Yeah, I mean... You can't have an MMA podcast with a person who knows zero about MMA.
No. Oh, like speak to Donnie Mitchell, not us, mate. But Andy Joshua.
He did a video though on that knockout. And on
Danny Mitchell's my favourite human.
I love how he just didn't really explain why it wasn't fake. He just kind of said, if you think this is fake, then...
Can you overlay it?
You're a tit.
Can you overlay that video?
I'll put it in now.
So everyone's sending me this, posting this, tagging people in this, saying that this was a rigged punch. Look at this, fake. I am telling you now, right, watch this slow-mo. It's the angle, it's the frame rate, all these things. Look, oh, they're saying that didn't land. Trust me, that punch did land, right? There is no way Francis took a dive. There is no way that this was faked. This is a bad angle. Look at this, right? Oh, yeah, it didn't hit him. I'm telling you now it did. It just didn't catch it. Watch this different angle now. Bang. Watch this in slow motion. He lands this flush. I am telling you now, this is not a fake fight. This is not rigged. This is a real punch. Watch. Boom. Straight in his face. Here's a still image of it. If you believe this was fake, you are a tit.
Which made me laugh, but I thought he was going to offer some kind of explanation as to why it's... I didn't think it was fake, but...
No.
We need to get him back on again.
You could see him get hit. Didn't he do some weird... I didn't see it, but a lot of people said he did some weird speech afterwards again where he went kind of mad and started doing some kind of cringy, like, I'm the baddest man. Anthony Joshua did. Yeah, did
he? He lost his head last time, though, didn't he?
Yeah, but I think it was something similar this time despite having won the fight.
All right.
Don't know. He didn't get punched really hard in the head for, like, 20 million quid. Wasn't that how much Francis Ngannou was paid?
Yeah, 20 million.
20 million, man. I'd get punched in the head. I mean, like... A heavyweight boxer would probably kill me. Almost certainly kill me, actually. Yeah. But like, if I knew I wouldn't get permanent brain damage or killed, so and it wouldn't disfigure me, then I'd take it, man.
A lot of variables there.
See, Tyson Fury was in like the front row.
Yeah,
looking like... see his reaction when he got knocked out. It's like...
But thing is, right, Tyson Fury, when he fought... who was that other fella? the American guy.
Deontay Wilder.
Deontay Wilder. He fought him twice. He was like a big knockout.
Did he fight him three times?
Maybe three times,
no,
yeah.
No, he's fought him twice.
Whatever the case, he managed to get like weather that storm. So he'll be fine with Anthony Joshua. But I don't know, man. Francis Ngannou's really put a spanner in the works there.
Well,
I suppose it's heavyweight boxing because like any, like it's a bit of a cliche, but like anything can happen. So even if you are technically a better boxer, if you get hit with one,
yeah,
like if you and I fight, right? There's a, if I kind of catch you off guard, I catch you flush on the chin. I'll knock you out, right? But like the more likely event is that you're gonna like rack me up and like break my wrist or something.
Do you see us fighting on his Instagram story in Germany?
It wasn't you and me. It was you and Josh Plummer.
Yeah, but like. Because I kept wrist locking Adam on holiday. So. Oh, not at work, sorry. Not on holiday. I kept wrist locking him. And then
it was a holiday for you, man. Me and Josh doing all the work.
What?
Just continue with your naff story. I'm sure it's going to be really enlightening.
I'll knock you now.
You see me flinch then?
Yeah, because you wanted it. Anyway, we were scrapping like little boys and boys.
What's new? You always scrap.
That was the story. There's no punchline.
Well, no, you're in the story. Cut this, George.
Stop swearing.
Yeah, no, it was funny when you were wrestling with Josh Blewett, who's stronger than you, but you did manage to overpower him using your...
Suck my ass. Jake Paul's fighting Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Oh, can we just... we don't even have to play it. What is that sound?
What?
Yeah, it's that, yeah.
It's the bench.
Weird, I heard that coming from your room when I was trying to get into your room that time, and it took you a little while to open the door. I don't know what you were doing.
I travel pussy.
Travel snatch.
What? That's annoying.
Yeah, can you stop doing it?
Sounds loud.
What were we talking about? Yeah, I mean, do we have to pay lip service? I don't give a shit what Jake Paul's doing, man.
Yeah, this is never getting past the YouTube gods, is it? This podcast.
Why? You can say, George says I'm allowed to say shit.
You can say that.
All right, okay.
It's the F words.
Well, I would say shit and the F word.
We said it loads. We did 100 and like...
Don't overdo it though.
We did about 100 episodes without any dramas, and then recently.
I know, but I think it's because we've put in, you know, when you like tick the boxes of like what's in the video, yeah. Whatever. Like we've done that, but then we've not always got it right. So it's you get like
it's quite difficult.
You get like they trust you for a while or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when
so we've lost the trust of YouTube.
Lost the trust.
Oh no,
jeez.
Burnt the bridge.
Oh well,
boss isn't happy.
So yeah, we're not talking about Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. Then
what is there to say about it?
It's going
to
be
how old is Mike Tyson now?
He's about 400 years old, man. He's at least.
I still wouldn't want to fight him. I'd say that much, man.
Yeah,
he's old as dirt.
Have you seen the poster though? Like, they've used an image of Mike Tyson from when he was still fighting.
From his heyday.
So it makes it look like, oh, Jake's fighting a prime Mike Tyson.
He ain't got any moves.
I'm not really one for bloodlust, but, like, a big part of me would love to see Mike Tyson...
bite his ear off.
Permanently just mess Jake Paul up for life.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't mean, like, I want him to be, you know...
Bomb to bacon.
I just mean, like, mess him up to the point that, like, he doesn't want to fight again. Like, he realises, like, now he's been punched a bit and, like, he's not really... Now he's punching somebody for real. He used to box and was, like, the baddest man on the planet or something.
Thing is, you think, though, like, out of all the ex-fighters Jake Paul's fought, like, everyone sort of said, oh, yeah, they've been paid off or whatever. Like, if there's anybody that
It's just going to be an exhibition fight. I'm pretty sure he had one with, like, Roy Jones Jr.
Somebody just needs to say something to Mike Tyson before the fight to get him really mad, I think. And then maybe like you get the real. But I feel like if you've been paid to be in the hangover, you can probably be paid to do anything. So I'm not sure you could really claim it's going to be all like 100% legit and real. But what do I know?
Well, there you go. Should we play?
Say it slowly.
The Big Fact Hunt.
Yeah.
Yes. I won this in like record. Big Fact Hunt. They ruined the jingle. I won this in like record time last week, if you recall.
Just to clarify, Fact Hunt YouTube.
Yeah, I told you last time, I'm not analysing the audio. It was a Tom Hanks one. The Oscars just happened, actually.
Yeah.
We should have done I didn't see like any of the winners, but maybe we should have done a show. Like partial,
Robert Downey
like,
Jr. Them. Won one, didn't he?
What for?
I didn't even see the Oscars.
Oh, you got like Best Supporting Actor.
Which film?
Iron Man.
I'm asking the wrong person. Iron Man? Supporting Actor?
I don't know.
All right, well.
Anyway. Who wants the first question?
Me.
Oh, I should just clarify as well, by the way, the forfeit. So we do this every week, for those new listeners, we do this every week where we ask a question each to Adam and Josh, and if they get them wrong, they go further down a chart towards a forfeit, and that forfeit is an ex-UFC fighter called Danny Mitchell
will
do some rolling on the mats and basically choke him out as many times as he can.
I really don't want to lose this one, and I feel like, but George is contriving it because he has like this internal hatred for me, which suppresses that I lose.
Say that in Germany.
That I lose, and then like I'm gonna be the one that gets messed up. I mean, I'll do it. But I think the problem is like I won't want to. I'm stubborn, so like I won't want to tap, and they'll end up breaking my arm or something.
Pop, yeah. Oh well.
Just make sure it's been filmed though.
So who wants the first question?
Josh is taking it.
Josh. Okay, Josh. What is MGK's most streamed song?
Jesus Christ.
My boy MGK.
Your boy.
I don't know, maybe like...
I could not name one Machine Gun Kelly song.
I want to say like Bloody Valentine. I reckon that was pretty popular.
Bloody Valentine.
Bloody Valentine.
Wasn't that a good Charlotte song? I assume it's not a cover. Anyway, I'll shut up. No.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
It is not. It is a song called Bad Things featuring Camila Cabello.
Fair enough. Win some, you lose some. I can take Danny.
You didn't want to fight... I don't say Jake Paul. You didn't want to fight James Smith?
Nah, yeah, he'd smash me to bits, him.
So I'm pretty sure Danny Mitchell would ruin you.
Yeah, Danny Mitchell would smash me to bits as well.
Okay, Adam. What is a group of flamingos called...
I'm gonna. Maybe it's a double bluff. Maybe it's just a. Maybe it's just a flock. Not, I know it's like a murder of crows, but a collective noun from. I'm gonna say it's just a flock.
A flock
of flamingos. I mean, I feel like alliteration. If it's not flock, it should be. Flock of flamingos.
Final answer.
Yeah.
No. Boom. The alliteration was right though. It's a flamboyance.
A flamboyant. Who came up with these, man? I feel like some back in the day they used to have some real fun with the English language, not so much now. Some guy was like, "What should I come up with?" Oh yeah, murder of crows, a flamboyance of flamingos. I like it though. It's cool, but I would never have got that in a million years.
But there you go. So you're both wrong.
That's all right. No movement there.
Did I show you this video, Adam? Of do you understand Normie in these production chat? Because like
I kind of just look at them when I'm putting show notes together.
I feel
together.
Like George just ignores me. Like what?
This is what you can get for 300.
It did that to me as well, and I couldn't get it back up.
Oh well,
I've got
know.
Some pills for that in my bag, George.
There was a video. It was like, this is what you get for $300,000 in Austin, Texas, and it's like
a mansion,
mate. Mm. Like, what's gone wrong in the UK economy for this
everything,
to be the case?
Everything, man.
Let's move the podcast over there, shall we?
What, to Austin, Texas? That's where Rome is, I'm sure.
I'm totally game for that, man. Austin's a cool little place, so I've done a couple of food challenges
there.
They're
probably like, with your money, but they're not going to let us in. It's like,
man, what's money got to do with anything?
Because if you've got money, they'll be like, oh yeah.
You just bought £1 million house. You spanner.
£1 million house.
Yeah, well,
I bought £1 million house.
About three quarters.
We're going to start talking about what people have bought. Do you really want to go down this path?
But I've got plausible deniability. The only reason people are here because of me. It feels weird now that there's no like sound in the background. We have that like low drone like the whole time.
Yeah, go on, put that back in. Should we talk about what you've just bought, Adam?
Put the light down in my face.
Should we speak about what's parked outside of this podcast studio?
It's my VW Passat. What's up with you?
Oh, okay. I don't remember,
wrong answer.
I don't remember Volkswagen having a Formula 1 team, so let's just move this swiftly on.
What are you even on about, man?
Look at him.
I'm not coming into that. I'm just calling it the next podcast.
Should we wrap up this barnstormer of a podcast?
Yeah, should we get on to the old Patriots? Because we've got quite a lot to discuss over there.
Well, before we do, I've got a funny fest pit.
It's a nice one?
Yeah, so we can put it in the main podcast.
I don't believe it, but...
And we'll do some more over on Patreon.
All right, okay.
Cool?
Deal.
Just because George loves funk, that's the only reason he wants to keep doing it. So we can use the funky jingle.
You see how much funk's in your new videos?
Funk?
Yeah.
There's not loads, to be fair.
I like funk is good for propelling, rhythmically propelling a story.
Bit of funk, bit of
pop. Adam was useful. Like when I had to edit that ad read, I was like, what songs are...
Lad, you should say he was going to put like some techno trance in the background or something, like in like a sleeping ad.
All I wanted were them air horns.
I thought that was your inclusion, I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, but he's saying, he's like, what do I search to get those? I'm like air horn, like something. And as soon as he got the right, he's like, oh, that's not the right one. And as soon as he got the one that goes like...
kind of want that on the roadcast.
Yeah, it's class, isn't it?
That'll be good. Right. So the first pit that I found was amazing. I think I hooked up with a YouTuber and just realised after discovering their channel and watching for months. I don't know what to do with this. I had a phase a couple of years back where I would get drunk and hook up with lots of people. Not bragging, it was a weird era. One night I met a YouTube, maybe 38 at the time.
Oh my goodness.
Not knowing who they were. From what I remember, we had great conversation and we went into...
Can't be me. That's it, man. We're done.
And we went into a room, we made out and things took off from there. And his penis didn't work. Joking, you don't say that. Now, years later, I've really started watching a lot of content creators on the internet. I came across his channel and became a huge fan of his content. It wasn't until right now, as I am watching his new video, that I realised why he was so familiar. And to top it off, he's filmed videos in my hometown, the hometown we met in. The videos were released during the same time period. You've been a naughty boy.
Damning
Adam.
That.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. No, it's not me. You're joking. I'm at action for ages.
And my career choice is.
how bad would that be? I think about that. I said to you, man, about dating. You can never date again. I literally could never date again. Unless it was somebody like I found in like a country that does not have the internet, who doesn't know who I am, but like I met in a bar or something. Imagine, you know that scene from the Kickboxer where Van Damme goes in the bar and he gets drunk and he's dancing, like that. Maybe if I did, I wouldn't do the dancing, but like, that's the only way I could
date. You have pretty good anonymity in Germany, to be fair. Not that you'd want to live there, but.
I think North Korea is your best bet, to be fair.
I'm not going there. That little town, Bad Homburg, was nice. We finally found, like on this last day, finally found like some real, not very bleak part of Germany. The only part of Germany I saw that didn't look like a COD map, basically.
Right. It did look like a Call of Duty map, most of Germany.
Yeah, but we found something good in the end, didn't we? Anyway, that wasn't me. That story's not me, by the way.
It is him. But if you want to date Adam, if you can drop an email into George Hodgson's Instagram, put your applications forward.
Could you be like, you could be like the gatekeeper.
I can vet them for you.
That probably seems a little bit mean though. I mean, I feel like we probably don't share the same type.
Oh, we definitely don't.
No. Yeah. Well. Yeah. So like, why would I give you? I'll have you vetting my. I don't get it. I've had three ever. I'm undateable. We've discussed this before, and it's all right. I'm happy to live the life, rest of my life in solitude, complete solitude. I'm fine with that.
I don't believe it. Anyway, that's
fine with that, unless you're giving Danielle out for like. I know you're looking for.
Stop objectifying my lady.
I know. I only know because that Danielle would probably. She'll take that as a compliment. I think. she would.
Shall we go to the non-PG version of the podcast over on Patreon?
Let's have it.
Thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in this week and putting up with us.
Yeah, this is not PG though. This is 15.
All right, let's go to 18. Let's crank this up.
X-rated. R-rated.
R-rated.
Thanks for watching.